My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Outstanding. 216-474-0092. Yes.
Just quickly, we do have an update just because it's Adam Schefter.
I mean, Brandon, overnight.
We do. Saying now officially the 49ers are willing to listen to trade offers for Ayuk. Remember, he had not been in that camp, Schefter. He said they've been given the star wide receiver permission to negotiate a contract with other teams. There's a story with Mike Reese that's in there as well. He says, not a simple trade to execute. Any interested teams would have to meet the asking price and the 49ers and Ayuk. It's easy to meet one of those conditions, but both are going to be tough.
This is exciting. Aren't you excited?
Because remember, well, it's exciting. First of all, it's NFL news. Yeah. Like, what news, what juicy news have we had? And it involves the Browns. Now, the question is, 24 hours from now, are we just going to be saying that the Browns were used? Like, they were just floated out there by the 49ers to see if they could drive up asking price? Do you like that? Do you like being used?
Yes!
You do?
This is the best. 216-474-0092. Even if we're being used, it's kind of fun. Because let me tell you this.
Because I think ever since the Odell Beckham trade, I think it's like, well, the Browns will do anything. They'll pay for anybody. They'll throw money at anything.
I was going to get to this Noah Lyles thing, but let me say this. Get that Maggie Gray ready over there if you can. So let me say this. If we end up being used, I get the best of both worlds. I get the excitement of possibly bringing in Brandon Ayuk, which, guys, if they were to bring him in, like if the news were to break now, I'm not going to be kicking and screaming. And the reason is not just because I'm a Browns fan. I'm not going to be kicking and screaming, but I have to admit, and I have to stay true to my word of what I said yesterday, that Owen played in the Open today, is that there would be reservations in the back of my head. What do they really think of Deshaun Watson? Is this a sunk cost? What do they really think? How do they make this work on the field? Well, you got to put him in there. You make it work on the field. What does it cost in protection? And how does San Francisco see this? What am I getting back in this guy? Like, there's something in the back of my head that makes me worried. If I don't get him, I still have a good football team. Brandon Ayuk might be better than Amari Cooper at this point in their careers to some. I mean, he got 1,300 yards last year, Brandon Ayuk did. But I would still be excited about my team. What's the loss here? What's the loss? I'm still excited about the 2024 Browns if I don't get him. If I do get him, I have my concerns in the back of my head, but also I still have Brandon Ayuk. Can't say, can't put Andrew Berry down saying he's not willing to make trades to make this team better. Not willing to lift stones on anything. Not willing, by the way, to let his investments continue to make his decisions on the future of making this football team. If David Bell ended up being a bad investment, he's not going to let that stop him from going out and getting Brandon Ayuk. I do believe that there have been so many regimes in the past that if, nope, we drafted this guy and that guy, we are not going to go ahead and make this move because of what they wanted to do with their draft picks that ended up not working out in the first place. It is a mistake. It is a mistake for Andrew. It's a mistake for Andrew Berry, the picks that he's missed when it comes to wide receiver. But at least he's trying to atone for him. There's a wrong in there, but at least there's a right. Except that the right, if it doesn't pan out the right way, can end up turning into a very big wrong if you haven't drafted these guys.
I mean, but the other side of this is they've been here long enough now that all the players are going to be associated with them outside of Myles Garrett and, Wyatt Teller, Joel Bitonio. That's it. They're all these guys are going to be that. So they, whatever you do, you're either realizing your own mistakes or moving on, or you're validating, you know, picks you've already had. I am really interested in what this means if it doesn't get done. What does this say about the Browns? If now you've gotten to this point, you're obviously in on it. If it doesn't get done, what does that mean for what the team thinks of their current wide receiver situation?
If it doesn't get done, they outside of Amari Cooper.
Like, are we just going to talk about T. Higgins from here on out?
Yes. Fans? Yes. Yes, we will. We will talk about him. We'll talk about plenty of other wide receivers. There will always be, if we don't get this guy, that's another reason why I'm okay with it. If we don't get Brandon Ayuk, there will be other guys to go out and get next year. Now, what will the organization look like at that time? We'll find out. But I have no problem being used, even if we're being used. This is exciting. It's a good name. And if somebody else outbids them, so what? So what? If New England somehow comes up with a deal that's better and Brandon Ayuk picks New England, fine. Congratulations. Good luck to you.
Well, what if it's the Steelers, though? That's the interesting one. Because
all right. Well, I didn't really think about that one. That one kind of gets me a little bit.
Just like I said, from the Steelers' point of view, if you don't get him and he ends up with Cleveland? It's the same thing for us. Then, what if you don't get him and he ends up in Pittsburgh?
Then
is that a double whammy?
You need to bring out that theory that you brought out months ago and try to make everybody feel better.
Well,
where you said that he was just a system wide receiver.
Guy. But you know what? I said that, and universally,
I said you were high.
Universally, everybody's like, no, dude, he's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. I'm just like, it seems like everybody looks good in the 49ers system. But whatever, if that's what it is, I could try to talk people down. But I think just this is where I asked you if you felt okay being used. This is where it's nerve-wracking, because if that is the case, if you are being used and he ends up in Pittsburgh and all these fans got excited about getting him and now you got to watch him two times a year, and he's in the division, and the Steelers are getting better.
Who's throwing to him?
I think that's the nervous part of it.
Who's throwing to him?
Oh, Justin Fields, looks like, right? Russell Wilson, I don't know.
Can Brandon and I catch passes 3 yards behind him because they're not timed? We'll find out.
But you know,
are the things I'll say to myself to make myself feel better.
I mean, you know
you are right about that.
You know what they're going to say about if it's Deshaun Watson throwing to him. You know exactly what they're going to say.
No, I don't got to worry about that. Let's not talk about that. Mike in Shaker Heights, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
You know, this is what frustrates me, man, because look, two quick points. Amari Cooper and Deshaun Watson, they hang out. They got great chemistry. Why are we about to jeopardize that for a fourth option that we want to promote to the first option? And they're in the 49ers offense, Kittle, McCaffrey, Debo. Defenses were not looking at Brandon Ayuk because they had so much other stuff to worry about. So now when you bring them over here.
Mike, hold on. Now, I'd like to meet you some bit of the way, but he didn't get 1,300 yards because other guys were decoys.
Well, he got 1,300. He has talent, but when you go from the fourth option to the first option, not to mention trying to get chemistry with the quarterback, I mean, we're asking for a problem that's not even necessary. If the Browns' success is not predicated on our wide receiver, because we have that chemistry in Amari Cooper, it's not that big of a drop-off for what we have to work on. I'm more concerned about Ken Dorsey and the chemistry, and why is he coming in, and will he be a play caller? That's more alarming than what Amari Cooper is.
Well, he's not going to be the play caller. Kevin Stefanski's going to be the play caller, Mike.
Well, that's good. Let's roll then. We don't need this Brandon Ayuk. Let's talk about what we really have to work on, you know?
I mean, it's a big rumor. We got to talk about Brandon Ayuk, Mike.
Well, if you say so, but Amari Cooper and Deshaun Watson have great chemistry. I mean, we don't have to rock the boat.
Undeniable.
So much.
Undeniable. It is good chemistry.
Seems like Cooper.
And Mike, thank you for the call.
Seems like Cooper had good chemistry with everybody, right?
Well, that's the only reason why I think it was
his best career game with Joe Flacco. It just seemed like with Brissett, he was fine.
But these are the only legitimate reasons that I think that San Francisco fans wouldn't want Amari Cooper is that he's 30 years old.
Yeah. That's the only
legitimate reason. You said you were reading it, not that it was your opinion. Now, you grilled me on it, But the whole, well, he doesn't fit within our system. We've been talking about how Kevin Stefanski tries to run a similar system to Kyle Shanahan for years. That's true. He's not a good blocker. Okay, so you're not just going to pay Amari Cooper for money for blocking. We're just, Brandon Ayuk is he can leave because he's a good block. I don't understand how blocking makes that difference. He had 1,300 yards. You didn't get 1,300 yards by blocking. You can block. Brandon Ayuk's a fine block, but you're not going to sit there and make an argument to not make a trade over blocking out of a wide receiver. And those are things that we say to ourselves to make ourselves feel better. And it's usually, by the way, for a guy who can't really catch at that moment. Well, he's a good blocker. Yeah, that's what we say in high school teams. Yeah, Brandon Ayuk's a guy that you would bring in, you would pay. If we're being used by them to get a deal with New England, okay, fine. If we're being used to get a deal with Pittsburgh, I might be a little bit sick about that, I got to admit.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.